On my recent trip to Nairobi, I went to see some people trying to get more from the land. The biggest slum in the world, Kibera, is within the city limits. And while people there would love to grow their own food, there are over 1 million of them living cheek by jowl, and there just isn't the land available.
My name is Sam Warari. Food is actually a problem here in Kibera. Because of lack of space to do any subsistence farming, the communities of Kibera, especially the most vulnerable, have problems with access to food because they don't have spaces to grow foodstuff. However, Solidarity came up with a concept whereby we are growing vegetable food using the garden in a sack concept, which uses very, very minimal space right outside their doors.
Solidarity, the group Sam Wallery mentions, is a charity which employs him to teach the locals, or beneficiaries as Sam keeps calling them, how to grow their own garden in a sack. It's basically low-tech vertical gardening.
Okay. Across the room from us in the field office are these enormous posters, one of which looks like it's a step-by-step guide to building a garden in the sack. Can you talk me through it, Sam?
We first sensitise the community, the benefits of growing vegetable in a sack, the nutrition value and stuff like that. And we invite them for demonstrations which are spread around in Kibera. We also register them and we issue them with seedlings. You need somebody to help you though when you're doing this exercise.
It's a two-person job.
Exactly. So we make sure that there is good neighbourliness, you know. People talk to each other because you'll need somebody to assist you when you're doing the sack.
Why can't people just plant seedlings in the ground?
There's limited space in Kibera. Even passing in between the houses is not easy because there's no space. So you'll find the beneficiaries normally put the 3, 4, 5 sacks right outside their doors. All, depending on the little space that is in between the houses, the neighbors will agree and take a space, one common space, and that's where they'll put all their sacks. And they work together and tell you what, we build up peace through that. You know, people who are not even talking to each other now are talking to each other through the sack gardening.
And how long before they've got something they want to eat?
It takes like 3 to 4 weeks before they start harvesting. Some beneficiaries also have gone to an extent of increasing the number of sacks so that they can be able to sell a little bit.
Which presumably in Kibera makes a big difference.
Big difference, huge. The average money that these people, we assume that they have per day, is maybe $1 or $1.50. That in itself surely is not enough for 2-3 meals. From the little money that they'll save from the money that they used to buy, that money can buy the flour. That money can buy that milk for that baby. That money can buy beans. That money can buy cooking oil. Some beneficiaries are even offsetting their school fees using the little money that they're making from these vegetables.
Sounds great. Sam, let's go and have a look at these gardens in a sack.
We leave the field office and I follow Sam through a maze of ramshackled stalls and dirt paths. We open a latch door, pass through a narrow passageway, which leads onto a small courtyard a few metres square, half of which is taken up with plastic sacks, filled with spinach-like plants spilling over the top and through holes in the sides. Then I'm introduced to their owner.
I'm Lillian Kayese.
Lillian, we're standing in front of some fantastic-looking plants in these garden sacks. What is this?
This is a sukuma wiki.
Is that like a cabbage or a kale?
Kale's variety.
How do you cook this?
First, you take them, you clean them, and then you just fry them with oil, onions, and some tomato.
Does it taste good?
Very nice.
And how often do you eat these vegetables?
I use them lunchtime and supper. Okay. Yeah.
And before you had the garden in a sack, did you just have to buy all your vegetables?
Oh, yeah, like I used to use like 40 bob per day, but now I don't buy. They make me very happy.
And do you have a family?
Yes, I have a son and my 2 sisters. I use these plants to feed them.
In the future, are you going to have a bigger garden? Do you want to grow more of these?
Yes, but the space, I don't have the space. Yeah.
But these are pretty much like a vertical garden anyway. It's really clever.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for showing me your plants.
Welcome.
And I've got some photos from Kibera on our website. Go to earthbeat.org.